It's hashtag Casey Breakfast. Pink Sweets, and at my worst, the title of that one. If you just joined us, people, good morning. It's hashtag Casey Breakfast. You and I till 9. We're in the last and final hour of today's edition. Of course, earlier this morning, I told you that we'll be chatting to and checking in and chatting about the upcoming voter registration weekend, the last and final one. It's happening this weekend, the 1st and 2nd of August. Now, I've got two guests online. First and foremost, let me introduce to you Dr. D. Marco. She's the the co-director of Watch Elect, and also at UCT, she's a senior lecturer in the film and media department. Morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Grant. I'm very well. Thank you.
Welcome to the show, my dear, and thanks for taking our call so early in the morning. I take it you're up. You're always busy early in the morning, eh?
I am, and I have children, Grant, so I have to be up.
okay, right. And done it was for Dr. Walter Philander. He's the Western Cape Provincial Council of Churches District Coordinator for the West Coast. Doctor is Dominee. Ek hoop het gaan goed daar, so Dominee Philander.
Goeiemôre almal, ook aan jou luisteraars, goeiemôre. Nee, dit gaan baie goed. Bietjie besig, maar baie goed.
So ek is eintlik geseën vanoggend om 'n dokter en 'n dominee saam met my vanoggend op die lig te hê, né? Right. So dinge gebeur en natuurlik daar's 'n hele paar goedjies wat aan die gang is hierdie naweek, and I think, Doctor, I can start with you. You can maybe just take us through what are some of the activities you busy with this week.
Great, yeah, thanks, Grant. So we are we're a civil society combination, really. Watch Elect and the Western Cape Province Council of Churches, and in the Western Cape, we are running a very robust social media and media campaign and an on the ground campaign in the different the six different districts to encourage voters, potential voters, to register. The IEC speaks about the missing 11 million, and just a little over 2 million of that 11 million is actually based in the Western Cape, predominantly in the metro. But of course, we know that in our outlying districts, or in the kind of districts that are outside of the metro, our more outlying areas, we have other challenges, like people living in on farms or in more rural spaces, so they don't necessarily have the kinds of access that one might assume someone in the metro does. And so our on the ground activities this week, and I think Dumini Walter can share a lot more with you in this regard, but they are quite vast. We have a very targeted relationship with radio this week to speak about the message, to encourage people to go to the registration stations this coming weekend. There'll be lots of activity. We are going around to schools this week with a particular plea, which is, can we register and help register your matriculants, right? Because they're all eligible. You're actually eligible from the age of 16 to be registered. So we're trying from even the grade 10s, but our target is the matriculants. And so if there are schools that in the next week wish for us to come and visit, please let us know. We would be very, very open to that. Some of the other activities, we're on the ground. We are walking around speaking to people. There are school activities. They are at the stations, there'll be activity, and I think Dumini Walter can speak more specifically to the what activities in the West Coast are happening.
Doctor, so vat ons deur van die aktiwiteite en van die goed wat beplan word en al reeds gedoen is en gaan gebeur oor die naweek. Doctor Dumini.
Hallo.
Did I lose you now? Okay, Dominique, dalk vir ons deurvat deur wat gebeur oor die naweek nog? Watse aktiwiteite en goed is beplan vir die naweek?
Man, vir hierdie week, Grant, is ons besig nou om die hoërskole te besoek, matrikulante, spesifiek met hulle te praat, en ook daar on the spot te kan register as hulle ID en goed by hulle het. Dit is die fokuspunt vir hierdie week. Vir die naweek is die fokuspunt om by rondom stembusse van deur tot deur te gaan om die missing 11 miljoen te soek en te kry om te gaan registreer. Dit is die fokuspunt vir die naweek.
Nou, Dominee en Dr. Both of you, ons weet daar is nog net môre oor vir die skole, né? Want môre is Vrydag. As daar nou nog skole is wat sal sê, luister, kom maak 'n draai by ons skool, waar vir wie kontak hulle, wat moet hulle doen?
In my geval, Grant, ek besoek nog vandag hopelijk nog een school en morgen doe ik nou 3 skole tot so 1 uur toe. In Klein William en Sittendaal.
Okay.
En dan morgen aan te het ek ook een jeuggroep in Sint-Helene Baai wat ek moet toespreek. Na die tweede is daar nou nie weer een kans om nou te registreer nie. So dis andere werk wat voor die naweek. En ons soek die gewillige harte wat van mense wat wil registreer om te gaan stem. In my streek is daar 'n groot persentasie wat nie geregistreer is. Nou op die plate weet mense nie van registrasie nie. Weet hulle nie hoe om te registreer nie, weet hulle nie hoe om te gaan wou nie. So na die vijfde staan ons dan begin hier op ons streek wat baie plase besit. Met education om mense te leer en te lei hoe om te gaan stem. Maar die oproep vir hierdie paar dae wat voor is om mense te motiveer om te gaan registreer.
Okay. Maar ek so, dankie Dominee. Dr. D, you've mentioned some of the reasons, but I want to specifically pose this question to you, and let's just focus on that. According to what you've experienced, and what would you say are some of the reasons people do not register?
So, I mean, there's been a lot of kind of talk about the apathetic voter, in particular the youth voter. But what we've come to see from our work and from existing research and certainly the what the kind of ongoing data is showing us about engagements with people is that people are less apathetic than we think. In fact, many of them are, they actually have quite strong feelings. So it's not just that there's a kind of listlessness, you know, which apathy kind of suggests people simply don't care, but it's not that they don't care. And the reasons why people are not showing up primarily is that they feel they are not seeing change. So many of them, especially young people, are going, oh, well, you know, what's the point? Why should I show up to vote? Nothing changes anyway. And particularly young people in lower income areas, they're saying there's rape, there's gangsterism, gender-based violence remains, so prevalent in these communities, drugs. And they simply feel like they don't always have a way out. These are some of the reasons, but I feel very strongly that it's important to say we don't have an apathetic body or population of people who are simply going, oh, we just don't care. So there is a hopelessness, certainly, but that is so much a part of our role, Grant, is really speaking to people about why it actually matters that you register, that there has to be a kind of common understanding around what civic mobilization means, right? Like what it means to actually bring in a sense of power with these numbers.
Okay.
And so how do we hold our leaders, particularly our local government leaders, accountable? We cannot do that if we don't show up.
If you just joined us, people, morning, welcome to Thursday, having a chat with Dr. D. Marco. She's co-director of Watch Elect and also involved at UCT. She's a senior lecturer in the films and media department. And dan het ons ook vir Dominee Walter Philander. He's with the Western Cape Provincial Council of Churches, the district coordinator for the West Coast. Nou, Dominee, terug na u toe, en ek dink die volgende vraag sal u dalk vir my kan antwoord, is wat volgens u is die beste manier om mense by die registrasiestasies hierdie naweek te kry?
Grant, my ervaring is door to door. Om mense om te gaan klop aan mense se deure en die vraag te vra is jy geregistreer dan nie om hulle te verduidelik. Ek dink een van die goedes wat Dr. D van gevra het is ook dat mense kiesers leer of toerus deur te sê dat jy om jou raadsmoed moet jy verantwoordelik op jou stem en jy stem dat jy raadsmoed en jy wil resultate sien van jou stem dat jy uitgebring het. So as een voedsel werk hierdie paar dae om mense te motiveer en ook op jou telefoon as het moeilik is mense te registreer sommer net daar by julle huise is het daar naweek dat voor lê.
Dominee, dan ook hoe kan van die plaaslike gemeenskapslede vir julle in die hande kry? Hoe kan hulle vir julle kontak?
Ons is op WhatsApp, op verskillende WhatsApp groepe. Ek werk nou saam met die local government mense hier in Weskus en hulle werk in NGO's en so. Ook met die IEC in die Weskus. My boodskap is gaan wyd uit. Mense moet net reageer.
Okay. Dominee, ek gaan vir u sê bye, dankie. But Dr. D, before I let you go, I know it's the last weekend and Dominee, Reverend is busy with some schools today and tomorrow, as he mentioned. But just a question, can schools still join the challenge and even next week? If so, how?
Yes, we can. I think we're all, as Dominee Walter said, the second is technically the cutoff, you know, that's what the IEC has been telling us, but they've also shared with us publicly, this is, we all know, that we, until the president gazettes the date of the election on the 4th of November, for the 4th of November, we still have room, right? So it's like a little bit of a crazy sprint to the end. There is some anticipation that that'll probably happen around Tuesday, Wednesday next week, so the 5th of August. We're hoping that we may get a few more schools for in-person engagement, but we're also open to you tagging us. We are on @WatchElect on all social media platforms, and we'd love to take the challenge viral on social media and have different schools tapping each other in, you know, saying we've registered our matrics, you know, or we've registered so many matriculants. Who's next? So the invitation is open. It is wide. It is a beautiful cause. And it's to change our incredible, incredible country. So from all of us, you know, you're welcome to reach out to us on social media. Or you can also email me directly, dwe@watchelect.org or info@watchelect.org.
Right, Dr. D, you go well. Good luck with the rest of the week and the weekend and what it is that you guys are busy with. Thank you for what you're doing and getting that, trying to get that 11 million that's not there yet to go and make their mark at the 2026 local government elections. Thank you. You go well. Have a lovely day. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Grant, and thanks to the listeners.
Okay. Dominee Walter, Philander, mooi bly daar so, en die Weskus is maar altyd een mooi en lekker plek. Alles wat great is, sterkte met vandag en die rest van die naweek.
Dankie, Grant. Ek wil net vir die mense in die Weskus sê, laat ons stem tel.
Daar sê Dominee, mooi bly. Lekker dag, hoor. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye, Dr. D. That's Dr. D and Dominie Walter Philander. They are busy in our communities. It's all about Watch Elec and the Western Cape Provincial Council of Churches busy with a drive and a civil... they're busy with driving a civil society campaign in the Western Cape to encourage people to register and specifically to encourage our youth. Send them an email if you would like to get more information. info@watchelect.org. They'll definitely give you more information. They're also on all social media platforms @WatchElect.